Now, a group of lawmakers say they've reached a tentative deal on funding for border security. The news comes with just a few days before the government is set to shut down for the second time in less than a month. President Trump rallied in El Paso, Texas last night to ratchet up pressure for border wall funding. Eliza Collins is a congressional reporter for USA Today. Eliza, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I know this is a moving target, but what do we know about the details of this deal so far?
Well, the big thing everybody cares about probably is, did Trump get money for his wall? And he did. He got $1.375 billion for a structure along the southern border. There is no text of the deal yet, so we're basing this all off what we're hearing from aides and lawmakers. But it sounds like that money can be used for about 55 miles of structure. It's not going to be that concrete wall that Trump originally had asked for, but it would probably be something more like a steel fencing. So Democrats can claim it's a fence, the president can claim it's a wall, but it's a structure along the southern border. Another thing in there is detention beds. So ICE, Immigration Enforcement, basically has these beds in the interior of the country or also along the border where they hold either criminals or undocumented immigrants as they cross over. And Democrats had sought to limit that number. Republicans wanted money to be able to have as many beds as they said they needed. And it looks like there will be about 40,000 beds by the end of next year, which would be a decrease over what they currently have right now.
What kind of reactions are we hearing from key players in Congress to this deal that we don't know the details of so far?
Well, it really depends who you ask. The far right, which is a very influential wing with the president, Congressman Mark Meadows, the Freedom Caucus, they hate this deal. They basically say that this is Congress failing to do its job. It's not even coming close to what the president had asked for. But the truth is that group does not have a ton of power other than the president's ear. The people that really do have power right now are Senate and House leadership in both parties. They may not like this deal, but so far they've kind of loosely endorsed it with the caveat that they need to see final details. But their sense is they don't want another shutdown, and they think that this bipartisan compromise would keep them from another shutdown just as long as the president signs it.
And then there's the president. President Trump commented on the deal earlier this afternoon. Here's some of what he had to say.
I can't say I'm happy. I can't say I'm thrilled. But the wall's getting built. Regardless, doesn't matter, because we're doing other things beyond what we're talking about here. So we'll see what happens.
So is the president there hinting at this idea that's been out there for a while now of using, no matter what Congress passes, trying to use presidential emergency powers to find funding for more border wall construction?
Yeah, not exactly clear what he is hinting right there, because he also at one point made it seem like he could make changes to the bill, which is of course not true. The legislative branch is a completely different branch. But you hit the nail on the head with the idea of this. He could still accept what Congress has offered and still declare a national emergency. And that's something Senator Lindsey Graham, who is close to the president, was telling us about today on Capitol Hill. He was basically saying, you know, if the bill is as detailed, I think the president would probably support it, but that's so far from the $5.7 billion he had wanted for his wall. I'd also expect him to declare a national emergency and try to get money from other parts of the government in order to make up that difference between the almost $1.4 billion and the $5.7 billion.
And that is likely to be a legal headache, I guess, to say the least. There would be legal challenges to the president using that emergency power to try to pull funding from elsewhere. The Department of Defense was one place that's been pointed toward. We would see this in courts probably, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Democrats have said that. They plan the minute that would happen, Democrats would take that to court. And it would likely be caught up in a very interesting legal battle. This is unprecedented. It's also really interesting because it divides Republicans. You mentioned the possibility of taking money from the Defense Department. I mean, Republicans do not like doing that. They generally support boosting funding for the Defense Department. the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee today was telling us, he's a Republican, he was saying he's tried to urge the president not to go that route. But the other concern Republicans have is sort of the precedent it would set. They don't like government overreach, and they say that if, you know, eventually a Democrat will be in the White House, and if Trump does this now, does that mean a Democrat could declare a, you know, climate change, a national emergency, or gun control? And that concerns Republicans as well. So not only will this be a legal challenge, I'd expect that this would split the Republicans as well.
Eliza Collins is with us, congressional reporter for USA Today, looking at a tentative deal anyway to avoid a shutdown that would start this weekend. Eliza, a lot of people are looking towards some influential conservative political commentators that seem to have President Trump's ear. Have we seen reaction from them to this deal?
We have, and they don't like it. We saw, you know, Ann Coulter, who was once a strong Trump ally, basically going after him today. We've seen Sean Hannity, you know, Trump's friend and influential Fox News host, calling this a garbage deal. And again, this goes with congressmen such as Mark Meadows, who also have the president's ear, saying they really do not like this. And this is a group that was able to get him to stop a shutdown, to launch a shutdown in December. It looked like he was maybe going to sign legislation to keep the government open on a short term. And Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan, another conservative congressman, went to the White House and helped convince him, along with some of his friends in the conservative world, to go forward with the shutdown over the wall. This is an issue they feel the base feels very strongly about and would not forgive the president if he didn't go to the mat on this. So we'll have to see if him supporting this bill would be enough for the base, or if he's going to feel like he has to go the national emergency route, which is in a whole nother complicated route.
Right. President Trump said prior to the previous shutdown, he would take responsibility for the shutdown. Border security was that important. Speaking yesterday in El Paso, he said the shutdown was worth it because of the attention it drew to border issues. All that said, has President Trump expressed a willingness and interest in having another shutdown over border wall funding?
Well, he's really gone back and forth on this. What he has done now is said that if the government shuts down, it would be the Democrats' fault. He said that as recently as today. I'm not sure he can argue that if there is a bipartisan compromise in the House and Senate, and if it's able to pass through Congress, and he decides to veto it. Like before, it would be him taking responsibility. We did see the president took responsibility before the last shutdown, and then, you know, Republicans did try to spin it as Democrats not working with him on it, which they were not willing to give him wall money. But polling showed that the public did blame the president. So he saw that polling. He ended up deciding that to end the shutdown, he would be willing to sign a temporary bill that didn't include any wall funding before because he was feeling so much heat. So you have to assume that the White House and the president are aware of those polls and the potential for that to happen again.
Is this idea of an emergency declaration a potential political out here where the president can say, okay, I signed this garbage deal from Congress, if he follows Sean Hannity's line there, but I'm still fighting for it with this emergency declaration, regardless of whether that ends up doing anything because of court challenges?
Absolutely. And that is what I'm hearing from conservatives who expect the president to do just that. They expect him to sign it, but basically complain the whole way and then say he's, you know, gave some money, it can start off construction, and then he'll fight for them to get the rest of the money. And, you know, if it gets caught up in courts, it takes the heat off the president. He still says he's fighting for them. He still says he, you know, declared a national emergency. But I'm not really sure, you know, there are some people in the president's base who will forgive him for anything. And then there are people like Ann Coulter, who this is a huge issue for them. And they've said that the president is caving. So we'd have to see how the full base would react if he were to go that route.
In our last minute, this is a deal reached by Republican and Democratic negotiators from each chamber. Do we have any idea of a timeline on a vote to get this thing done before a shutdown would start this weekend?
We don't at this moment because there's still not text, but they would have to vote on this by Friday. It would have to be signed by the president, because at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday, the part of the government would shut down if this was not signed. So they can move pretty quickly if there's consent here, but if there is not, they, you know, this process could take days. And I imagine this is not going to go as smoothly as the bill to reopen the government, because there's likely to be opposition on both sides. Though there, it is expected there's probably enough votes, bipartisan votes, to move the bill through the House and Senate, it will probably face opposition. So it wouldn't be sort of a unanimous consent, which means they can just move it through on a voice vote.
Eliza, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Eliza Collins, congressional reporter for USA Today. She joined us to talk about the latest on a tentative deal reached in Congress last night that may avert a government shutdown. Let us know what you think. Do you want Congress to pass this? Do you want the president to sign it? Should the president use emergency powers to find funding for the border wall? Email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR.